It's Animal Radio, and we're going to head back to the phones in just a second for your calls. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405, or on the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. In just a few minutes, Olivia Barish will be joining us. She was the actress from Repo Man. That's the only place that I actually honestly remember her.
That was from. A long time ago.
That was a long time. That was like the 80s, mid-80s.
That was one of my favorite movies when I was young. I really love Repo Man.
I really like that, too. That was one of the movies that I can remember. I can't remember movies that I saw last week, but I remember Repo Man from the mid-80s. Olivia is now doing a TV series on YouTube. They have these YouTube channels for those millennials. Haven't checked them out personally yet, but she has a brand new one called Barkville TV, and she's going to tell us about the series in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. Also, Alexandra Horowitz will be back, but she has a book, brand new book called Being a Dog, and this is where she talks about the schnoz of a dog and how perceptive these dogs are. In fact, here's the deal. We have about 6 million olfactory receptor cells in our nose. Mm-hmm. Dogs have between 200 million and a billion in their nose.
Wow.
They can smell, and this is what she says, and I'm going to check her on this. They can smell earthquakes before they happen.
Smell an earthquake?
Smell an earthquake.
What does an earthquake smell like?
I have no clue. Or how she knows that, or how we know that.
Anybody knows that, yeah.
They can also find illicit cell phones. You know, cell phones that are illegal or pirated cell phones. They can find bed bugs. I think I knew that. They can smell cancer. Mm-hmm. And she has been inspired by her own dog to be a better smeller herself. And we're going to find out how we can be a better smeller.
Can we train our nose to smell better?
I think so. I think that's what the book is about. But she'll have to tell us in just a few minutes right here on Animal Radio. Lori, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
Oh, gosh. I have a report from the big guys. The Mayo Clinic weighing in on the debate.
Uh-oh.
The debate over, is it safe? Is it healthy? Is it good or not for your pet to sleep with you?
Boy, and that's a controversial subject. It depends on who you ask. You know, if you ask Dr. Marty Becker, he will say no because they have these zoonotic diseases. If you ask me, I'll say my sleep is disturbed because of animals all around me jockeying for space. And ultimately, I sleep and end up sleeping in like a fetal position.
On the corner of the bed.
Yeah, just to accommodate the animals. So we're going to find out what the Mayo Clinic says, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you sleep with your pets, Lori?
I sleep with three bulldogs in the bed with me.
Do you
That's a lot of snoring and some chubby butts.
Do you move around to accommodate them?
Yes, and why is it? And then my cat Jackie sleeps on the side of me, so I'm kind of, you know, wedged in between them.
Yeah.
Jackie doesn't stay all night, though. But, yeah, I mean, don't we all? I mean, you don't move because you don't want to disturb them.
Well, no, we don't all. In fact, I know that Dr. Debbie and Judy, they do not sleep with their animals.
No. I let Ladybug, she goes in a crate at night, but around 6, 7 o'clock in the morning for like the last hour or two, she gets out and I let her cuddle with me for an hour or so before I get up. But that's it.
And what about you, Doc?
Well, it's better for my sleep if they don't, because if I get up and, you know, toss and turn, then they lick my face and wake me up. So it's actually, I found it's not so much like, you know, the space accommodation, but if I rustle around and they're in the bedroom with me, it's just, you know, then my night is ruined and the sleep is ruined. And they're quite happy and content. They have their places. They like to watch you know, the front door is, so they can keep an eye out and any intruders, you know, any kind of cats that might be approaching the house at night. They keep me safe.
So they're not in the crate.
Well, my big girl, she likes to sleep in a crate, but I leave the door open. So she willfully goes in there on her own, and it's her safe, comfy little place. And that's where she actually prefers. So she has a crate right by the front door and where she can kind of keep an eye on things. And that's where she's most comfortable.
We'd love to know about your sleeping arrangements. I think we're the only radio show right now that wants to know about your sleeping arrangements. And if you give us a call, toll free at 1-866-405-8405, we're conducting our own little internal poll. Do you sleep with your pets? And if you do, do you have a better sleep or a worse sleep?
And what kind of strange pets do you sleep with?
I'm just going to let
and
that settle.
If you're
settle
running
there.
For president, do not call us because we don't want to know.
Yeah, we have no desire for a presidential candidate. We have on the phone Dr. Russell Rosenberg. He is a board-certified sleep specialist. He has 25 years of clinical and research experience, and he's the CEO of the Atlanta School of Sleep Medicine, and he currently serves as the chairman of the board of the National Sleep Foundation.
Let's ask him.
Doctor, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on today.
First of all, do you have any animals?
I do. I have two border collies, and I've had cats before, and I also have a whole pond full of koi, but they're certainly not going to sleep with me at night.
Yeah, you don't want to be sleeping with the fishes.
Yeah.
But do the cats and the dogs, do they sleep with you, or have they ever slept with you?
Yes, occasionally they have in the past. They certainly have, and they sleep. They've actually sleep in the same room about half the time.
And do they disturb your sleep when they're in bed with you?
Mine do a bit, yeah, because they sometimes whine or they bark or moan in their sleep, and I tend to be a little bit lighter sleeper, so they do wake me up.
So would you say this is a correct statement for you, that sleeping with pets in bed is bad for you?
You know, that's a statement, and I've made this statement before publicly, and I get a lot of hate emails and all of that. There's so many people that sleep with their pets and enjoy it. I would say that if your sleep is unrefreshing, or you have insomnia, or you're sleepy in the daytime and you're not sure why, I would first think about putting the pets out of the room, because oftentimes they can disturb your sleep without you even knowing it.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.